This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yes, that line is on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 202 on the Fan. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call as we take you for the next 3 hours. As we got you until the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Fleegs on the other side. And we're coming off a ugly, disappointing loss. Not about ugly, but this extra innings have been ugly for the New York Yankees. As they lose another one in extras. They dropped the middle game of this series against Seattle. They will look to finish off another successful series tomorrow, but it's a disappointing loss for a couple different reasons. We'll get into it throughout the show. Obviously now, five extra innings on the road this year. In three different games, five innings. In none of those innings are they able to get the ghost runner in. Like, this offense has been killing it. They've scored more runs than anyone in baseball. They've even as of late, gotten to some good bullpens as they took down the San Diego Padres last weekend. A unit that is as good as any unit. Offense, pitching, bullpen, rotation, starting rotation. Like, the Padres' bullpen was about as good a unit as there was in baseball. That's how good they were. And the Yankees were able to get to them late in a couple of games. But ultimately, they've got to be better in extra innings. They've been terrible. They're 0-5. They have five innings and not a single run scored. They're 0-14 last night with runners in scoring position and the all-important losing a game when Max Fried is on the mound. This is the first game of the season they've lost when Max Fried has been the starting pitcher. With the bottom of the rotation, I know we got a good start from Warren the other day, and Yarbrough did win his start, but I still don't trust those two. And now the last two games pitched by Rodon and by Max Fried, the Yankees have lost. That is not what you want to do when this rotation looks like this. The offense has been great. It's tough to kill them, but there were some really ugly at-bats in this game. We'll get to it as a disappointing loss. And now heading into the Subway Series on Friday, as we'll do a lot through the next couple days. I have a couple of five-hour midnight rides over the next 2 days. We'll end up doing a lot of Subway Series stuff. As you head into that series, you do not want to lose this series to a Seattle team that you had on the ropes after game one and had an opportunity to win game last night after you pretty much stole a run in the ninth off their closer and couldn't get anything done offensively in the extra innings. Some really bad at-bats. Boone gets thrown out the whole bit. We'll get to the Mets as well, but it is a Nick town right now, and we are here. Day game. This is the best thing. I love the. It sucks when there's two games, 2 days in between, because it's like last night was reaction. This morning is game day. I love it. Hopefully we have a nice long run of Nick games moving forward as we know who they would be taking on. And I will say would be taking on if they make it past the Boston Celtics, as the Cleveland Cavaliers fell to the Indiana Pacers last night. lose the series 4-1, and it will be a rematch, if the Knicks are lucky enough to get there, of last year's disappointing series against the Indiana Pacers. And I mean, we talk so much about this team. The idea of a Knicks-Pacers series in the Eastern Conference Finals is almost too good to think about right now. I am so pumped about this team, and the more I think about it, and I was thinking about it all day today, as we get ready for a game tonight now, Game 5 in Boston. And obviously, you got the news earlier in the day that he had already had surgery. Jason Tatum did rupture his right Achilles. He had surgery already this morning. He's gone for the foreseeable future. I mean, I understand, forget this series, at least for Boston for a second. You know, that's a devastating injury to one of the best players in this league. You knew what it was last night. We all really felt like it was an Achilles injury. To hear it, that he's already had the surgery, you're looking at least a year. He's gone for all of next year. I mean, I suppose there's a chance that he could be back for the postseason next year or sometime next year. I don't know, but I mean, this takes a long time to recover. It's going to be a long time before the Boston Celtics get the best version of Jason Tatum, who they had last night or two nights ago now, for that Knicks game 4, where he was just unbelievable down the stretch of the game. But the more I think about it, I'm telling you right now, I know, and I mentioned this last night, and I can't stop getting it out of my head. I know that I was pushing back on the idea of Game 3 being a must-win. I was pushing back on it. I didn't think it. I believed in this team, and I ended up being somewhat right, or at least they did have what I thought they would have in a big-time offense performance still in their bones, which they hadn't showed the whole series. I didn't think losing one game would kill this team's momentum. I didn't think losing Game 3 would be a devastating loss to the Knicks, despite the fact the opportunity they had to take a stranglehold on the series and everything that went into it. Games at home are so important in these series after taking the first two on the road. But the more I think about this Game 5 tonight, this is a huge game for the Knicks, especially now that the Pacers are sitting there done. The Pacers have slayed their dragon. The Pacers have beat the Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers obviously banged up throughout the series, you know, healthier in the game last night. But still, the Pacers just too much. You watch that game, the Cavs get out to an early lead, and the Pacers just continue to throw at you, continue to run this deep lineup, continue too much athleticism, too much physicality. And this is a team now that's going to get to sit there and watch the New York Knicks and Boston Celtics fight it out for these last few games. And now that you know the depth, when you take into account that they're sitting there waiting, right? And this is going to be a physical series. And the Knicks have been already through a physical Pistons series. And now they're through an emotional Boston series that hopefully will be easy enough in five games. But still, an emotional series, what they've had to do in the second half of these games, what Jalen Brunson has had to do, you know, how many times Karl Anthony Towns is on his back after not getting a foul call. Like, even though this series has an opportunity to be a quick series, believe it or not, which is shocking, it's a lot. It's a lot on you mentally. It's a lot on you physically. And the more I think about it, when you take into account that you want to be prepared and not have to exert any more energy than you have to before taking on a roster and a team like the Indiana Pacers, who throw a bunch of different players at you, a bunch of different scenarios at you, and is one of the, as a caller talked about last night, I think it was Omar, talked about how good Rick Carlisle is as a head coach in this league. You want to be as physically rested, all the minutes they've played throughout the year, everything that's gone into it, you want to be ready for this series. And when you add in the fact that the Boston Celtics just lost their heart, they just lost their best player, they watched them, you know, fall to the floor and pound the floor and beg for a timeout and cry into a towel and be wheeled off the floor and wheeled into the locker room, rather. And now you know it's a devastating injury that they don't know where this team is, let alone this series. Like, they don't know the future of this team. There was some grumblings before this series started about how the Celtics and their high payroll and some of the different things that could happen to this team. This was, you know, maybe even for a championship team with all these great players, this was kind of a, you know, a let's repeat as champion because we don't know the future. And now, I mean, let alone this series, the future of the franchise seems to be up in flux. And for this Knicks team right now, as the Cavaliers have been slayed, the two teams, right? Oklahoma City takes a lead in their series out in the West, but so much was made about Boston, Cleveland, OKC. They are one win away from taking down Boston, and they don't have to worry about Cleveland. It's the Indiana Pacers that they know very well, and we could tell, talk to a blue in the face about last year and how last year's team was decimated by injuries, and it was still a seven-game series, and they were able to, you know, and I feel confident about heading into a series against the Pacers, and I was listening all day on The Fan, as we have the right to dream, as I was talking about myself. That now it doesn't feel like this pipe dream. It doesn't feel like this fake thing that we're making up about, you know, as Knicks fans just trying to desperately convince ourselves that a championship is within reach. Like, it is. And the path is there. And the more I think about it, this is a game that the Knicks need to go out and show urgency that they lacked in Game 3 and were open about it. And now they have another two-game lead. The series, in most people's estimation, forget all the talk about how Boston could still come back. Now, like, we talk about pressure switches and who Boston is off the hook. Like I said, there would be nothing that would ever take Boston off the hook. The pressure would always be there on the Boston Celtics. They're defending champs. They can't afford to lose this series. They have to win this series, and the pressure will just switch for the New York Knicks. It'll get ramped up. Oh,
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nobody expected them to win. Oh, now they take game one. Now there's some pressure. Oh, they take game two. Now you got to come home. The pressure can switch for the Knicks, but the Boston Celtics will always feel that pressure. Well, with this injury, the pressure is off. This was the only way the Boston Celtics were not going to feel the pressure of having to win this series. They get to come home in front of a crowd that is going to be in their corner, understanding they just lost their heart and soul. They're going to try and lead them on, get them going against a game that now nobody expects them to win, a series nobody expects them to win, and still a very dangerous Celtics team that's played well without Tatum, has won games without Tatum, can still has the ability, let's be honest, they took 20-point leads in the first two games of this series without Tatum playing all that well. He was killer in Game 4. He was very good in Game 3. But Games 1 and 2 still dominated the first half, still were able to take big leads against the Knicks. And they did that without Tatum playing all that well. White has killed them in this series. Brown is still, you know, extremely talented and highly paid. And we know what he's capable of. Porzingis, if he starts to feel better, is a threat that we haven't seen yet in this series, and I'm assuming they're going to attempt to lean on him much more now without Tatum. This is a game that I think is more important than game number 3. As much as I can't imagine this Boston Celtic team finding that way to shoot the 60% from 3 or 65% from 3 that they have in different games, game number 3 specifically, and shot really well, the idea that if they do that, they can beat anyone. And it's hard to do that in three consecutive games. The Knicks are clearly in the driver's seat, and the series would not be over if they lose this game number 5. They'd head home for game number 6, and I'd be confident in that game. But I don't want this Boston Celtic team that's licking its wounds, that's feeling sorry for itself, that's questioning the core of this team, questioning how they're put together, questioning what the franchise is going to do moving forward, and questioning whether or not they're about to lose to the New York Knicks, which was unfathomable just a few months ago, just a few weeks ago. Just a few days ago. And now the pressure is completely off them. They have nothing to lose. They can go out there and chuck up their threes and play their game and do whatever it takes, and it won't matter. They can lose by 30, and no one's going to blame them. You already hear the David Portnoy's of the world and all the people backing the Boston Celtics. It's not even about wins and losses anymore. It's about humanity. It's about whether or not Tatum is going to be able to get back on track and resume his career. You know, the Celtic franchise is in flux until Tatum is back and all that. Like, that's where the Celtics are. And if you allow the Celtics to not be there, if you allow the Celtics to suddenly create a narrative of, hey, they just beat the New York Knicks in game number five. They weren't able to do it with Tatum at home, and yet here they are in game number five with, you know, on death's doorstep, able to rise above and take down the Knicks and force a game six back Friday night, Madison Square Garden. I don't want that. I want them to be focused on what everybody else seems to be focused on, the Tatum injury and everything like that, and worrying about what's going on with them personally, as opposed to can they win this series. Now, I understand the players are different than everything around, and I understand the players probably are focused on these games, but there is a natural feeling of woe is me if the Knicks are to go out there and take it to them from the jump. I think this will be, despite the fact that the Knicks play so well at the end of these games and how mentally tough they are, and the entire series, there has been a credo, there has been a motto, there has been a rallying cry of just keep it close. Just keep it close. We've been saying it all game long. We've been saying it all series long. Just keep it close. I'm applauding an 8-run run in the first quarter when they're down 10 because, say it with me, just keep it close. That's what we've been saying this entire series. I don't think that's good enough heading into game number five. I think this is the most important first half that the Knicks have played this entire series. You have to go out there and put them down. You have to go out there and make them realize it's hopeless without Tatum. You've got to go out there and make them realize that it's just not their year. I heard Evan today talking about, you know, there's so many signs about it being the year of the New York Knicks. And I agree. And I think right now, as we talked about it last night, me and Fleeks were talking about it, the odds and how they're favored in the series. They're favored to win the East. Favored only second to Oklahoma City to win the whole damn thing. So it's not just me, it's not just Evan, it's not just Fliegelman, it's not just us here in our own little Knicks bubble. The collective NBA universe is now believing in the New York Knicks. It's now sure as hell that they're going to make it through this series, and I think anybody would tell you they're at least, at the bare minimum, on equal footing with an Indiana Pacers team with the best player and closer in the NBA on their side. That's the bare minimum of the path that the Knicks have to an NBA championship. But it all starts tonight in Boston, making sure that they let the Celtics know what everybody else knows, that this series is over, that they can't win, and that the New York Knicks are favored to get to the NBA Finals, and they're going home. It is the biggest first half of basketball the Knicks will play this series. It's arguably, outside of Game 4, the biggest game this team will play this series. I do not want to come back to New York. I do not want to prolong this series. I do not want to have to worry about getting the Celtics all galvanized, trying to do this for Tatum and without Tatum. I want to end this series quickly. I want to have as many off days as the Pacers have. And I want to be able to attack that series, get my mind wrapped around beating the Indiana Pacers. That it's all that should stand between the Knicks and an NBA Finals. That's what we need tonight from the New York Knicks. A first half where they're the team up by 15. They're the team that takes it to them. The Celtics are the team trying to keep it close. This is a huge start for the New York Knicks. And this is a game that I think is more important than game number three. And because of all the scenarios and everything else being discussed around this series, I want to go out there and make sure the Celtics get the message. This series is over. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. We will take your calls. We'll get into the baseball a little bit later. And, you know, sometimes I really wish this wouldn't happen. I got to talk to Rob Manfred because I got to be honest with you. What's wrong with the All-Star break? We got like 5 hour shows with nothing going on for an entire week in July. Like, or there's plenty of time. Right in the middle of Knicks playoff basketball, you got to drop a Pete Rose is eligible for the Hall of Fame story on me? Are you serious? We don't have time for this. We'll have to get to it because it is a, you know, it's one of those cliched sports radio topics. We could make this a Pete Rose show. I'm not going to because we have bigger fish to fry, but we'll get to that a little bit. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, if you build it, he will come. And we'll find out if he can get back to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if you can find a writer that's going to vote for him who's ever seen him play. But sure, why not lump in Shoeless Joe Jackson to make it feel like it's not just all about Pete Rose. 888-808-1019. We'll get to all of it. We'll get to the Yankees' inability to come through with runners in scoring position. We'll get into the Pirates' inability to come through with runners in scoring position. And Kodai Senga's forkball and how he had it every single time he needed it last night. And the Mets win a squeaker against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.